When you think about your future, you know what calls to you. Meaningful work, happiness, growth, and sharing these values with others. But how will you find all of that? There are many paths forward, including one you may not have considered. The military provides countless opportunities to pursue your calling, where you can be part of something bigger than yourself, while still being yourself and having the future you want. You have a calling, we have an answer. Learn more at todaysmilitary.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, this week's Ask the Expert, we are talking to audiologist Frank McGrath. He's a hearing aid audiologist from Hearing Care Clinics, 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. Frank, how are you doing?
Excellent.
All good?
Thanks very much, Andrea.
Yeah, not at all. Thanks for coming back into
Pleasure.
Us. Because we had a lot of questions the last time you were here and more coming in today. Now, first of all, listeners... query. Where's the first one? Yeah. Does wax removal have any effect in reducing ringing in your ear?
Sometimes, yes. And if the ringing is still there after the wax removal, go get booked in for a hearing test, because obviously it's not the wax is the issue. But sometimes wax can be the primary cause. But if it's still there, go get tested.
Another texter is wondering, is it okay to use cotton buds to dry ears after the shower?
No. If a cotton bud is used, get somebody else to use it. So don't use it on your own ears. Cotton buds are designed for one person to use on somebody else's ear. So you can't see what you're doing with a cotton bud and you're poking it into your ear. So don't do it.
So how would you do? Sorry, what do you mean get somebody else to do it?
So, for example, if you I think there was a query there about a child who has wax. So in that instance, the parent would have the cotton bud. They can see what they're doing. They can see where they're placing the cotton bud in the ear. They won't push it in too deeply, and they can wipe away any excess wax that's on the edge of the ear canal.
Yeah.
But if you have a cotton bud in your own hand and you're trying to put
it in,
you don't know where it's going.
No. Okay, this texter, Frank, is wondering, I have a 6-year-old with speech issues, fully understands everything and tries to say what he wants, but he struggles with several sounds. We had a hearing test come back. It was clear a couple of years ago, but due to his unknown speech issues, maybe that hearing test was too early. I'm just wondering that. Should we get another hearing test done now, perhaps in case he has grommets?
Yeah, absolutely get an updated hearing test. But to be honest, I don't think the primary issue here is with the ears. So absolutely consult your GP. You may need a speech and language therapist in this particular instance, but have a chat with the GP. But get tested as well. Just get your child tested. But I don't think that is the main issue, unfortunately.
Okay. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you have a question for Frank McGrath today, this listener, please help. I have really bad tinnitus.
Okay, right. First of all, there is help for tinnitus. Unfortunately, the story is out there. There's no cure for tinnitus. For a very small number of cases, there is actually a cure. If your tinnitus is there because of a blockage to your ears, if the blockage is removed, your tinnitus goes away. If the tinnitus is there for any other reason, the reason will be an underlying hearing loss. Now, the loss could be tiny, minuscule, so that you're essentially hearing as normal. Or it could be a bad hearing loss whereby you need hearing aids. But the tinnitus is there because there's some underlying fault in your hearing. Once that underlying fault is addressed, you're addressing the root cause of the tinnitus. Now, if you start off and book in for a test with an audiologist, there are excellent audiologists all over the country, ishaa.ie, the Irish Society of Hearing Aid Audiologists, their website. You'll find an audiologist close to you and book in for a test. Many audiologists, unfortunately, don't specialise in tinnitus. So if you don't get assistance that you need, go onto our website. I have a specialist tinnitus website, tinnitusclinic.ie, or look online for an audiologist that specialises in tinnitus.
Mm. Okay, and that most people will be able to get some bit of relief.
Eight to ten tinnitus consultations per week, and 90% of those people, I'm able to help.
Why is it so common?
It's hearing loss is the underlying cause of tinnitus. Hearing loss combined with stress, and it could be physical stress as a result of a fall or an injury, or it could be emotional stress as a result of maybe a relationship breakup or problems at work or bullying, etc. But trauma and hearing loss going together very, very usually ends up with tinnitus.
Okay.
And that is the route to the inverted commas cure. And even if there isn't an inverted commas cure, there is liberation from tinnitus. There are somewhere in the region of 40 to 60,000 people in this country who have debilitating tinnitus, and there's no help for them. And unfortunately, the resources are not spent very well. But there is help. So for a good 50% of those people, just a hearing aid in itself will help enormously.
Well, actually, if there's people, maybe, what did you say, 40,000 odd?
There's somewhere in the region of more than half a million people on the island of Ireland who experience tinnitus on a daily basis. And there's a minimum of 40,000 and possibly 60 to 100,000 people who suffer badly with
it. Okay. Well, look, if any of those listeners want to get in touch, maybe we might hear some of your stories, you can email me lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Now, this texter, Frank, is wondering, is dark earwax bad or a bad sign?
Well, dark earwax is usually wax that's been there for a while. It's not necessarily bad. And everybody processes earwax at their own rate. Usually fresh earwax is a nice orangey, yellowy colour. If it's there for a while, it starts to darken. But it's not a problem. And it will eventually fall out of its own accord. Yeah. Ears, a miraculous instrument, and it's able to clean itself. And earwax has antibiotic properties, has antiseptic properties. It's an insect repellent. It moisturises the skin. It protects the ear from any foreign objects or small objects that might fall in there, and they stick to it, carried out of the ear and dropped out.
Is a feeling of oil in your ears a sign of anything, asks this texter.
A wet ear. And usually there's something wrong. It could be an infection, could be bacterial. Sometimes it's a fungal infection. They need to be treated in a particular way. But if there is an oily feeling in your ear, go to your GP. Absolutely, your audiologist will be able to help. They'll be able to take a photograph of what's going on there, which might help the GP. But certainly, medication may be required in that instance. But certainly, GP first, audiologist second.
Okay. Now, listeners, a couple of listeners here are wondering about hearing aids. Updated hearing aids, it must be. Is there a background music I can find it very hard to hear somebody talking beside me? Text from Mary.
There's just new hearing aids on the market literally every second day, and it's very hard to get a bad hearing aid today. Now, there are, it's really down to how they're tuned and how they're set up, and it's down to the individual's hearing loss. So you need to talk to your audiologist. Most hearing aids are, while they're very clever, excellent, and are able to adapt to most situations automatically, they're not able to anticipate every acoustic environment a person enters into. And you will find that most people benefit enormously from special programs that are set up by their audiologist on their hearing aids. Press of a button, they're able to go to that particular program.
Now, the big question coming in around hearing aids, like for instance from Des, hearing aids can cost thousands of euro when you see, and then you see some companies offering free hearing aids. I'm wondering, what do you actually get? Like, what is the average price, I suppose, is the general question.
Okay. General question, average price, you could be spending anything from 1,000 to 3,000 euros on...
Listener here paid 5, they're telling me.
Yeah, on very good hearing aids. If you need top of the range hearing aids, you're talking about 5,000 euros or more. Sometimes you don't need that top of the range. If you are, for example, a school teacher who has to listen and hear every single sound in a room, a class full of kids, and is going from one environment to another, then absolutely you may need something that is top of the range. And I'd often equate them to cars. So I live up in County Cavan. For me, buying a Ferrari is a waste of time, even if I could afford one, because I couldn't drive it anywhere.
Nice.
So a good old diesel is grand. So for anything that you get for free, you pay for what you get. And stuff that's been offered for free, whether it's hearing tests or hearing aids, you know that the company or the individual or whoever is involved, they're looking for people to come in to sell hearing aids too, essentially.
Okay,
so if it's for free and if it costs €5 or whatever, it's not going to last and it's not a hearing aid.
Now, listener says, my ears sometimes get blocked and go in and out of popping when I exercise. Why is this and should I get them cleaned?
Yeah, absolutely get them cleaned. There's two potential reasons for that. It could be excess wax that's built up, which as you sweat, it gets more mucus and blocks off the ear. And as you cool down, it unblocks. So you hear that popping sound. It may be that you have a sinus issue as well. And perspiration building up in the nasopharynx, which is the bit that they poke with the little cotton bud when they do a COVID test, that will block off the eustachian tube that goes into the middle ear. That will cause the popping effect as well. So either way, visit to your audiologist, your local audiologist will hopefully suss that out for you, and camera in the ear will see if it's wax, and there are tests then to see if it is something associated with your sinuses.
This texter, Frank, says, every now and again I experience a throbbing feeling in my right ear. There's no pain, but I'm wondering who should I consult?
First port of call is your GP. Absolutely. If you have anything unusual like that, a throbbing feeling, particularly if it's pulsatile and it's almost like your heartbeat, you need to check with your GP. And certainly go to your audiologist, get your hearing tested, get any audiological issue squared away, and then take that report to your GP or go to your GP first.
Just one or two final questions. My daughter was born deaf in her right ear. She was told that she is not a candidate for an implant, as nothing to attach it to. She's now 18 though, and I'm wondering, have there been any developments or is there anything that could help? Her left ear is perfect.
Left ear is perfect. That's the blessing. That is a particularly difficult situation. There are devices that are called cross-hearing aids. But to be honest with you, if she has developed the age of 18 and she's managed so far, I don't think there is much that we'd be able to help her now on the market at the moment. Certainly implants, if they were ruled out before, there's nothing that's come on in the last 18 years.
And just finally, this texter says that they have hearing loss from a long time perforation, initially didn't repair properly, then a bad ear infection on holidays about 5 years ago. I was allowed to fly home because of the unhealed perforation. I'm wondering, can the hearing issue be repaired?
Yeah, certainly the hearing issue can be repaired. Go to an audiologist, get tested, get the photographs taken. Go get an appointment with an ENT because it may be possible to rebuild your eardrum. And maybe if it's a bad perforation, the auricular chain, the little bones might have been lost or disrupted. So absolutely get an appointment with an ENT and see if you can have that operation. A tympanoplasty is what it's called.
All right. Frank McGrath, hearing aid audiologist. You can find Frank at the Hearing Care Clinics. Frank, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
When you think about your future, you know what calls to you. Meaningful work, happiness, growth, and sharing these values with others. But how will you find all of that? There are many paths forward, including one you may not have considered. The military provides countless opportunities to pursue your calling, where you can be part of something bigger than yourself, while still being yourself, and having the future you want. You have a calling, we have an answer. Learn more at todaysmilitary.com.